when we're talking about investing in your presence, one of the things I look at is, you know, I went to Stanford University, very expensive university, today even more expensive. And I got out, and $125,000, $50,000 today, after all is said and done, room and board and everything, I'm pretty much qualified to go work for somebody else. And what I love about personal growth or the personal growth industry is that we're not talking about spending tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're talking about spending a few hundred dollars here, a few hundred dollars there, get your CD training set, turn your car into the traveling university. So I just kind of wanted to put that out there, because relatively speaking to the investment it takes for an MBA or to become a doctor or an attorney, it's, you're talking about nothing.
Right. And also imagine this, Corey, I agree with you. You're talking about a very minuscule amount of money to invest in your presence. And when I say invest, I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about investing your time.
Your time. The most precious commodity of time, your energy.
I mean, the books I named off earlier, you can go to Amazon.com, get them used for $1.38. Yeah. I mean, my goodness. I'm talking about investing your time, your energy, your mindset into developing yourself. But look at this, Corey. Aren't you an economics graduate?
I am.
And what does someone do with an economics degree?
Not much. You go work for the government.
You go work for the government.
And you make all sorts of charts.
Some people will become teachers.
Sure, you could become a teacher.
Some people work for the government.
Sure.
Some people may go into free enterprise.
Sure.
But ultimately, whatever your degree is, there's people that at the end of that degree, at the end of that journey, make a lot of money or make very little. So, for example, you see lawyers that are working... you know, for the government, you see lawyers that are in private practice that are very wealthy, correct? You see doctors that work for Kaiser, and then you see doctors that are in private practice that are making a lot of money.
Sure.
See, again, I go back to personal growth and development. You can have all the knowledge that exists in all the libraries of the world, but until you become master of your thinking, you'll never become master of your fate. So even though you have a degree, an MBA, you know, an MD, what you're going to be able to do with that degree is going to be so much greater if you've done the personal growth and development and you have the proper mindset. Mindset is everything. Your inner world creates your outer world. That is pure and simple. So whether you want to be a grandmother, whether you want to be top Zango entrepreneur, or whether you want to be a great MD, you have to do the personal growth and development to reach the pinnacle of your possibilities.
And they don't teach that at medical school. They don't teach that at law school. They don't teach that in high school. It's amazing.
No, you're right.
When you really think about it.
And they should be. It's really a shame. They should be. They should be starting to teach that in kindergarten.
Mindset. They
preschool.
Should have a mindset class.
Absolutely.
Imagine
ongoing.
The possibilities there.
Oh, absolutely. Ongoing. Starting at preschool.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
And in homes where parents understand this, it starts literally
at birth. Maybe I'll start donating books to the public library that have to do this in the elementary schools.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, it is, because it's needed. It's needed in that place, because basically... Face it, Corey, you know, public school, and I hate to get controversial here, but, you know, they train most people to be sheep, to follow someone else and not to be leaders. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And what we need more is leaders.
Leaders, absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's another equation, CZ equals WZ. What does that stand for?
Well, that is your comfort zone equals your wealth zone.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
That's a great topic.
Oh, yeah. Many of us... aspire to be just comfortable, and we don't want to get outside that comfort zone or expand that comfort zone. And if we are just living within our comfort, our wealth zone will never go up. When we're willing to become uncomfortable, we're learning and growing. When we're willing to become uncomfortable, our wealth zone is going to go up. So with our comfort zone is proportionate with our wealth zone. So when the comfort zone goes up, so does the wealth zone go up. So CZ equals WZ. CZ equals WZ. Expand your comfort zone. Be increasing that. Be expanding that on a daily basis. And watch the results in your wealth zone. It brings me to your DAP and RPA. Want to have a daily action plan. You want to be doing revenue producing activity. You want to be doing TTP, TTMP. Talk to people, talk to more people. That is the foundation of what we're doing here with Zango in building an enterprise. We cannot do it alone. We have to do it as a team. Together, each of us achieves more. We need to be out talking to people on a daily basis with a daily action plan. And that brings me to ATT, all the time, all the time. Full-time consciousness. One of the things I teach my team, Corey, is that if you're talking to a prospect, who do you think a prospect would rather join? Someone that's in the business full-time or someone that's in the business part-time?
Probably full-time.
Right, probably full-time. And so if you, by chance, have a job and you feel that that job is full-time, you know what? You could be full-time job and full-time Zango.
Sure.
Who says you
full-time
can't be
attitude.
Both? Full-time attitude, full-time consciousness. Mm. So make sure you let your prospects know that you're really in the game, that you have a full-time consciousness, you have a full-time attitude, that you are ATT all the time, full-time there, and you're going to find that more people are going to want to follow you because of your commitment level and your attitude change just in that alone. And when people ask you what you do, most people allude to their job. Learn to start saying, I'm in free enterprise. I'm a Zango entrepreneur. I help people become free and wealthy. But come up with an answer that supports your enterprise, which is where you're going to get your true freedom and freedom of choices that you're so desiring and so deserve, because you deserve it. You really deserve to have more, do more, be more. You deserve it.
It's like Jim Rohn says, I'm working full-time on my job and I'm working part-time on my fortune.
Right, but I'm saying work full-time on your job and full-time consciousness on your fortune.
I love that.
Full-time consciousness on your fortune, because people want
to
follow.
Taking it to the next level.
That's right. People
We're
going
to have to give Jim a call and tell him.
I will. As soon as I see him.
We'll tell him in January.
We'll tell him in January.
Because it makes a lot more sense. I mean, he loves this little part-time story.
Right.
But in reality, if you're really, as you say, in the game.
Right.
Then there is no time when you're not building the business, because your antennas are always up.
That's right. Opportunity seeking perception, OSP, as right. Jeffrey Combs says. OSP, opportunity seeking perception.
Even when you're on the job,
that's
your
right.
antennas are still up.
That's right.
Your antennas right. are going down maybe when you sleep. And I know a lot of people dream about their prospects and their business and their dreams.
Right. All right. We talked about earlier briefly, which is that I used to be a real estate agent. And the first thing I learned in real estate school was that if you want to be successful as a real estate agent, you've got to eat it, sleep it, dream it.
Dream it.
Eat it, sleep it, dream it. You've got to be all the time if you want to be successful
ACT.
In real estate. Why wouldn't that same philosophy apply to entrepreneurship with Zango in building your enterprise? Eat it, sleep it, dream it.
Even when you're commuting back and forth to work, you're listening to your CDs.
Absolutely.
You're traveling university.
Absolutely.
You got your magnet on your car.
Absolutely.
So really, I love this. See, every time I sit down with you, I learn something new.
I talked to a friend of mine, Jennifer Newfield, who's a massage therapist, and she's in my organization. And I would tell her, I said, you know, when people ask you what you do, don't you truly want to build your Zango enterprise so that you have the freedom of choices that you so deserve? And she says, absolutely. I said, then learn to answer people when they ask you, what do you do? Don't tell them you're a massage therapist. Answer them with an answer about Zango, that I'm in free enterprise. I have my own home-based business. I develop entrepreneurs. I teach people how to have financial freedom, financial time freedom. So that's one of the things I'm a proponent of.
I love that, because it's so much more general. So many people define themselves by their occupation.
Mm-hmm.
And this opens up a whole new realm of possibilities when you start talking like that.
Right. It does. Absolutely.
And attracting the right people into your organization.
Absolutely.